We like to do this from time to time when the Cowboys have a big game. We'd like to eavesdrop on the other town's all sports radio, their morning show. We've done this with the Touchdown Brothers in Philly before. And this morning we are going to tune in the all sports radio station in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and their morning show, the Sheboygan Brothers. So let's listen to what they're talking about right now and see if they're talking about the Cowboys.
I have a hard time getting it. Try it again, Jer.
Can you get it?
Maybe the third time's the charm. Try it one more time.
All right, let's... just go with some other music. Well, there they are. Here's their morning show in Green Bay.
Hello there.
Yeah, there.
Bob Norbert Gustafson here, along with Dan Vandervelden. And right over there, we're Bob and Dan.
Yeah, Bob and Dan.
The Sheboygan brothers here, and we're talking all Packers all the time here.
Let's go, Pack, go.
That's right.
Got
just talking ball
weekend.
Here, you know. Oh, it's yeah.
Big one.
Oh, yeah.
Big one.
Big one. Here we go. Oh, my God there, Dan. You
sorry about that there.
You must have had a very big pap.
Yeah, I'm kicking the pap over
did you
here.
Have a pap?
Yeah, I had a
look
pap.
Look at that. You spilled your pap all over the desk
yeah.
there. There's
sorry
a whole pap
that,
smear
there,
right there.
I'm
it's
sorry,
all the
Bob.
Way across there.
Sorry about that. I try not to drink pop in the studio.
All right, we're going to be talking Packers all day long here, you know?
Yeah. Hey, this is the way we're starting to break this here game down. It's this is a matter of good versus evil.
That's right, good versus evil, I tell you what, and I think the Packers are the good ones here.
Well, of course, we're the good ones. We own our own team. You know, they belong to the community here in Green Bay. They don't belong to just the one individual owner.
What
you know,
kind
like
of accent you got going there, Dan? You sounded a little weird there.
Little I don't Irish. Know, it's from Ireland all of a sudden, wasn't I?
It's yeah, good versus evil. That's what we're talking
yeah,
about
that's
here.
That's what
there.
I'm trying to say before you interrupted me.
I'm sorry there.
Good versus evil. That's the way we see it. They're evil. Remember that story about the guy who came up here and shillelied Lambeau Field?
That's right. I remember that. Didn't that young DJ Punk, he like shot up the whole place or something?
I think he took a shot at Brett Favre.
Yeah, I think he shot Brett Favre like in the nuts or something like that there.
I think he did, yeah.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Dan, hand me that there news report there, that news story about that young tough. It's right there.
What one?
It's right there. Just hand it to me right there. It's a news story. I had it printed out about the guy who was arrested at Lambeau Field.
How can I do that and get the dog?
Look, why aren't you cooperating with me here?
I'm cooperating.
You need to cooperate. Everybody needs to be cooperating.
I'm cooperating. All
right, have a pop and calm down.
All right. Hey, by the way, we're going to go to the You Betcha line here in just a second.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you don't want a pop, you can go to the bubbler and get yourself a drink of water if you don't want that there pop. You know, I was thinking about this game because I was at a stop-and-go light, and I heard our afternoon show, you know, Gus Hawkers?
Yeah.
And Dave Vondran?
Yeah.
And Gus was saying that he thought the Cowboys were going to win, and I thought, what the haymaker?
What?
That's
what?
A pile of garbage.
What's he talking about?
I mean, because when you look at these two teams side by each, I got to give the edge there to the Packers,
well,
you know?
Of course, it's the Packers game.
The Packers have this thing in the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's calling up here on the You Betcha line. We got Lou from Oshkosh. Lou, how's Oshkosh? That's where we vacationed
yeah,
last summer there.
Oshkosh, by gosh, that's what we say down here.
We always love Homer.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening to you, having a brat and some cheese. I love yous guys. You betcha.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
That's right.
On
you
the you betcha.
Betcha
line.
You
yeah.
betcha there. We're cooperating with you on this phone call, Lou.
You betcha. You know, I think the Pack will handle Romo, don't you know?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think they'll handle him real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I think that's easy. Even though Romo is from Wisconsin, he sure did turn his back there on us.
Yeah, playing for the yeah. Cowboys.
You know, I like him and all because he's from Wisconsin. Not close to Oshkosh, by gosh, though. But, give me Rodgers over Romo any day of the week, right?
Boy, I tell you what, that there is
oof-ta.
A great call.
That
great call there.
Oof-ta call of the day there.
Hey, can I ask you guys one quick question?
Yeah, sure there, Lou.
Okay.
Do the Cowboys stink or what?
We love that there. We love that there.
Hey, what? do we got coming up in the next hour there?
Well, we got Bob Sturm coming back on. He was so good last hour, we want to talk to him once again.
Bring him back on.
So Bob Sturm going to be joining us for the fourth time in the morning show here. It is Bob and Dan, Bob Norbert Gustafson, and Dan Vandervelden. We are the Sheboygan Brothers. Call in. Our number, 1-800-SHEBOYGAN.
All right, that's an interesting interesting morning show we got going
maybe
on.
Maybe we
Green
had
Day.
It right when we couldn't tune him in.
Yeah, there was a reason why it wasn't tuning in at first. All right, it's